Mr. Knight, Sharad Purnima here in Pune. You see, it's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam how amongst all the devotees, the gopis were the most topmost devotees of Krishna, who loved Krishna more than their own very lives. And they were ready to offer everything to Krishna. Narada, in one of his conversations with Yudhishthira Maharaj, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, after giving advice for those in the order of Grihastha Ashrama, how to perfect their life, towards the end he is speaking a few verses, where he is saying that one should offer all one's resources to Krishna with love. That is devotion. So first he talks about the dravyadvaita. Dravyadvaita means all the offering, all one's dravya or the material ingredients to the Lord in service, like offering one's house, offering one's wealth. This is all called as dravyadvaita. And then he says, when one does dravyadvaita, gradually one's consciousness becomes elevated to the kriyadvaita stage. So kriyadvaita means all one's activities are centered around Krishna. In the beginning, one may offer some material ingredients to Krishna, but then one maintains one's private life of indulging in the worldly activities and worldly business. But after offering the dravyadvaita, one comes to kriyadvaita, where one offers all one's activities of the body, of one's mind and the senses, which are always utilized by the living entity for his own personal purposes. That one offers to Krishna. And then he says, as one does that, gradually one comes to the stage of bhavadvaita. Bhavadvaita means one offers one's consciousness completely, which means that one does not think of anything other than Krishna. One is absorbed in constant remembrance of Krishna 24 hours a day. So this was the platform of the gopis of Vrindavan. In one of her prayers, Srimati Radharani is speaking to the bumblebee. She is telling Krishna, my dear Lord, what kind of Lord is this Krishna? That anyone who somehow or other becomes attracted to him in some lifetime, the attraction, the nature of that attraction is explained by Srimati Radharani. She says, one who becomes attracted to Krishna like that, becomes so fond of him, so attached to him, that one gives up all one's relatives, friends, and material life, and starts running after Krishna. And both the parties cry, the relatives and friends cry, and the devotee also cries. Both cry for different reason. The relatives and friends cry that this fellow has given up material life. What will happen to the money? What will happen to the wealth? What will happen to our material tidings, connections? So they cry. But a devotee is crying for Krishna. But a devotee is running after Krishna to attain Krishna in his life. And unable to achieve Krishna, a devotee is always weeping and crying. And Radharani says, not only in one body, but in many, many bodies. Wherever the soul leaves this one body and goes to another body, his crying for Krishna continues. His chase after Krishna continues. Sometimes even if one is an animal species like Bharat Maharaj was in the body of a deer, still one's search for Krishna does not leave. That charm for Krishna, attraction for Krishna becomes deep-rooted in the, deep-seated in the heart of the living being. In this way, she says, what kind of person is this Krishna? He is so cruel-hearted that he does not give himself to his devotee so easily, and he makes the devotee run after him. In this way, out of intense loving separation for him, Srimati Radharani is expressing her affection to Krishna in this wonderful prayers when she is speaking to the bumblebee. So, amongst all those who have awakened their loving separation from Krishna, the gopis of Vrindavan are the topmost. And this kind of mad remembrance of Krishna was so much admired by Krishna himself that Krishna felt himself a debtor, unable to pay for the kind of love that the gopis had for Krishna. And he told them that be satisfied with your own love, and I have nothing in the creation that I have created to offer you anything in reciprocation, in return. Because Krishna is the source of everything. And he has created so many wonderful things which he offers to the poverty-stricken living entities who always come to beg him. And although he can offer the posts of Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu and all those things, and gold, silver, diamond, ruby and such wealth to so many living entities. And he can even offer impersonal oneness in his own Brahma Jyoti, where he gives the joy of attaining peace from the pangs of material miseries to the impersonalist. Still, when it comes to the devotee's love for Krishna, especially the gopis, Krishna finds himself a beggar, himself poverty-stricken, unable to offer them anything in return, because he feels that love of the gopis of Vrindavan has surpassed everything. And he's asking Uddhava to go to Vrindavan to learn this great love of the Vajabhasis for him. So, this spirit of the love of the gopis of Vrindavan was the central subject matter that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. This feelings of separation of the Vrijabhasis in general and gopis in specific, he came to teach, and that is actually the spirit of the chanting of the holy name also. The Shikshashtaka verses have, many of the verses have got the holy name inbuilt in it. Just like the second verse, he talks about the holy name. Then later on in another verse, he says, Nayanam Galadashudarya Vadanam Gadgadarudaya Girapulakai Nichitam Bapukada Tava Nama Grahane Bhavishyati. Which means the chanting of the holy name is done in the spirit of wanting to attain Krishna on a transcendental platform, completely forgetful of the dravya that we are surrounded with, the kriyas in which we are engaging in the world, like eating, sleeping and doing activities. And what to speak of this, even one's bhav, not allowing one's bhavana to get diluted and get degraded to unnecessary anxieties and worries and dreams of the material world, and to uplift it and elevate it and place it at the lotus feet of Krishna. And constantly remember him all day with great fond remembrance, wanting to attain him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also speaks such things in this Shikshashtaka verses, in the 8 verses. So the chanting of the holy name of Krishna will bring about such a mood in the heart of a devotee, and eventually will produce the fruit of Krishna Prema, which is most sought by all living beings in the ultimate platform. Although short of that fruit of Krishna Prema, there are so many material ambitions that one can think of and chase after, and none of which will satisfy the soul until he attains this fruit of love of Krishna. So today is a very wonderful day to pray at the feet of the dust of the Vrijabhasis of Vrindavan, whose dust was aspired even by great personalities like Uddhava and many other great Mahajanas. Because the pure-hearted gopis, and their mercy is most sought by all the great Vaishnavas. Because I heard that, you know, when you talk of a Vaishnava, he's a devotee of Vishnu. Karshna means the devotee of Krishna. Gaudiya means a devotee of Radharani and Krishna. So the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is the most highest and most difficult to understand. Because even great acharyas like Madhvacharya, for example, have given a love of Krishna and the gopis like Yashoda Mai, how she loves Krishna. If you go to Udupi, you will only find Krishna with a stick in the hand. Because they don't worship Radha and Krishna together. Because even Radharani is a great mystery, even to the Madhvaids. At the same time, it's not that they don't accept Radharani. You will find if you go to the Udupi Krishna temple, right on the wall there is a huge picture of Radha and Krishna there. Which means that they accept Radha and Krishna, but they don't understand Radharani. If that is a predicament of even the transcendentalists, what to speak of the materialists? They have no scope of understanding Radha and Krishna at all. Even on a transcendental platform, it's difficult to understand the glory of Radha and Krishna. But by the mercy of the gopis of Vrindavan, Like the assistants of Srimati Radharani, like Lalita, Vishakha and others, one will be able to respectfully approach these pastimes and develop love for Krishna by regularly taking to the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.